Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future. Welcome to Learning by Ear and the 8th episode of our radio drama on corruption, The Elephant in the Room. In our last episode, Lydia Odhiambo and her friend Tekla secretly recorded their teacher admitting to taking bribes. And Jeffrey Thiong'o decided to run for parliament in the upcoming elections in order to tackle corruption from inside the system. In this episode called A Whistleblower in the Family, Alfayo Odhiambo finally spills the bean to his wife Jennifer about his part in the energy scam. And will the press be interested in the school bribery scandal? Stay with us and find out.
Oh, Alfayo, it's really nice to get out for once. It seems like ages since we came out for dinner on our own. What a treat.
Excuse me?
Yes, please.
Please, could we order some drinks? A glass of white wine, and I'll have a whiskey. A double, please.
No problem, sir.
Alfayo, a double whiskey already? Anyone would think you needed a bit of Dutch courage. Is there something you want to tell me? Now, then, yes, I think I'll have the chicken and the pilau rice with it.
Your drink, sir? Are you ready to order your meal?
In a minute. Thanks. Actually, Jennifer, there is something important I need to talk to you about. But maybe you should have a few sips of wine before I tell you.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you taking me out for dinner was a bit too good to be true. Come on, Alfayo, out with it. What is it? Have you been having an affair? Alfayo, is there another woman in your life?
Of course not. No, that's not it at all.
Phew. Well, that's a relief. Can it really be any worse than an affair? You look petrified.
Well, it's all about this energy scam. A few months ago, I received a phone call at work from a Mr. Michuli. Mm-hmm. Turns out he's the right-hand man of the energy minister, John Maina.
Why in the world was he calling you?
Well, it seems that the reason my business has been doing so well the past few years is because I've been supplying electricity meters to companies that don't exist.
Companies that don't exist? What on earth do you mean?
Shh. That's how this scam works. They are these fake companies that don't actually supply energy to the national grid at all. Because they don't exist and they don't own any power stations. By buying my meters, they're able to pretend that they are delivering energy. And then they get paid for doing nothing at all. It's the same energy scam that Jeffrey uncovered when he was at the anti-corruption board.
So he knows about this?
Yes, but let me finish. They called me to make sure I'd be happy to supply more electricity meters to these made-up companies. But by then, I'd found out that they don't have a real address. The meters just end up sitting in a warehouse while Mr. Michuli and the energy minister and all the bigwigs involved in this scam get rich from the fake contracts.
So that's why your business has been doing so well. It's part of the whole energy scam?
Yes. But you have to believe me, Jennifer. I had no idea I was involved. As far as I was concerned, I was supplying the meters to legitimate companies. I had addresses, bank details. They even paid me on time. But it turns out it was with dirty money. It's part of the whole network of corruption that's driving this country into the ground. I don't want anything to do with it, and I told him so.
You did the right thing. But, Alfayo, doesn't that mean that you're implicated in this mess? If it's uncovered, won't you go down with the rest of them? These politicians are bound to look for a scapegoat, and you're the obvious target.
I know, and that's why I've decided to come clean. Jennifer, I've spoken to Jeffrey and his people at Stop Corruption Now. I'm going to give evidence, officially, before a panel. They need first-hand witnesses to help expose what's going on. And I can give them the evidence they need.
But what about Mr. Michuli and his thugs? Won't they come looking for you? For us?
Maybe. It could get quite nasty, Jennifer. But it's a calculated risk. can't go on supplying them, but if it's all out in the open and they do something to me, it will be obvious who's to blame. I'm just worried about you and the kids.
Do you think we should leave the country for a bit? At least while the story breaks.
Where would you go? I have thought about it. But I think it's best just to sit tight and be careful. Jeffrey says that once it's all been made public, his organization should be able to provide us with some security, at least for a while.
So how long have we got? When is the story going to break in the press?
Just before the elections. In 2 days' time.
The net is closing on the energy minister and his cronies involved in the energy scam. Now Alfayo has finally told Jennifer everything, and Stop Corruption Now is ready to release the story to the public. But will they be in time to stop the energy minister John Maina from becoming president? Meanwhile, Alfayo's daughter Lydia and her friend Tekla are also doing their bit to stop corruption. They are trying to expose bribery in schools, also with the help of Jeffrey's organization.
We need a guy with a track record.
Yes. I mean, he was fired for fighting corruption. That is good enough.
Sylvia!
That is evidence.
Sylvia! We've got it. We've got the recording. Oh, sorry. Are we interrupting a meeting?
No, that's okay, Lydia. I was just briefing some journalists.
What recording are you talking about? Who are these girls, Sylvia?
This is my younger sister, Lydia Odhiambo, and her friend Tekla. They've got a bit of a bombshell for you. I'm sure you'll be interested to hear it.
What's it about?
Why don't you all have a listen? Sylvia, can I just connect the recorder to the speaker?
Yes, here you are.
Actually, we've been thinking about that a lot since you told us about it. If our parents were willing to help you out a bit, like you said, is that a sensitive issue?
Well, since you asked, no, it's not really a sensitive issue at all. I mean, it's not just me who takes a bit of the money, and please don't call it a bribe like you did last time. You make me sound like a criminal. Maybe you should call it something like grade-enhancing money. Or special teacher support. Yes, that is good. In fact, most of the teachers in the school, including the headmistress, are happy to take a bit of extra cash just in exchange of improving the grades.
What really, Mr. What?
My word! I need to get a copy of that. The editor will love it. Can we have it for the evening news?
Me too. I need a copy.
Sylvia, what's going on here?
Lydia and Tekla just got back with a recording of their teacher admitting that she takes bribes. It's pretty explosive stuff, I tell you.
And why are these journalists listening to the material before I've had a chance to vet it?
I just thought I'd get the ball rolling.
Okay. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Excuse me, yes. There are a few things we need to discuss with regard to this particular case. Number one, these two girls are minors. Their names must not be exposed. If you want to take a copy of the recording, you'll have to sign confidentiality forms. Do you understand?
That's fine, Jeffrey. We'll do that now. We won't reveal their names. We promise.
Tekla and Lydia, come with me. I need you to play me that recording and tell me what happened in detail.
Is the 9 o'clock news. The education minister has announced a thorough investigation into widespread corruption in schools. Speaking outside his office this evening, he said that it was completely unacceptable for teachers to take bribes to improve students' grades. The statement came after students in a secondary school in the capital secretly recorded their teacher admitting to taking bribes on a regular basis in return for putting up her students' grades.
And that brings us to the end of the 8th episode of our radio drama on corruption, The Elephant in the Room, based on actual events. As all these corruption scandals continue to unfold, election fever is gripping the country. Does Jeffrey Thiong'o stand a chance of being elected? Meanwhile, Alfayo Odhiambo is bracing himself for the fallout when he blows the whistle on the energy minister. Find out what happens in our next episode of this radio drama. And if you'd like to hear this program again, please visit our website at dw.de/LBE. Meanwhile, you can comment or discuss this episode on our Facebook page. Goodbye for now, and thanks for listening.